We continue our reading of the Gospel of Matthew, today coming to chapter 18. We'll read from verse 15 to verse 35 at the end of the chapter. Matthew chapter 18, beginning at verse 15. Now, there's two parts of this passage. They're related. And the opening verses are a very important part of the Gospel of Matthew, detailing pretty specifically how we are approached the matter of what's called church discipline. And Jesus says, if your brother sins against you, go and tell him his fault between you and him alone. Now, we do sin against each other. Not every sin has to be confronted, but there are times when it needs to be dealt with. And the Bible tells us that when we are the victims of a sin, we are to go to the person who sinned against us, and we're to seek to reconcile the matter. That alone would save us so much trouble in the life of the church and in our families. If instead of talking about one another, we went to one another, it's a good rule. If you find yourself talking about someone who sinned against you, ask yourself, have I told it to that person? Have I sought reconciliation? Now, sometimes that doesn't work well. And Jesus says, well, in that case, take one or two others along with you. And then if that doesn't work, by the way, when we go to confront one another for sin, we should be prayerful. We should be mild in our speech. We should not just run into it and say whatever comes to mind. But sometimes we have no choice, Jesus says, but he says, tell it to the church. Now, we understand that to say that when there are very serious sins and they haven't been reconciled, they should be brought to the elders of the church. And he imagines a scenario here, which is far from hypothetical, in which someone refuses to listen even to the church. And he says, let him be to you as a Gentile and as a tax collector. Now, this is the biblical mandate for what is called excommunication. It's someone who is committing flagrant, gross sins, who refuse to repent, even with the ministry of the elders of the church. They are to be removed from the church. And that implies necessarily that the church would be informed at that point. And Jesus goes on to say very serious things. He says, whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Now, binding and loosing is a language in this context of the power of the keys. The elders admit persons to the membership of the church and the sacraments, and they also demit them from them. What Jesus is saying here, he's not saying that whatever the elders say, go. But he is saying that when the elders of the church act in church discipline according to the teaching of the word, their verdict is affirmed by the authority of heaven. Now, that's serious business. We've had scenarios over my many years in ministries where someone has just refused in the midst of gross, flagrant sin. I remember when I was an associate minister, there was a man who was excommunicated, and absolutely rightly, and shortly afterwards, he got cancer and he died. And it was a desperately chilling thing, because I don't think we hold out hope for someone's soul. Jesus says this will be confirmed by heaven. Well, by all means, let us seek the peace of the church through godliness, seeking to reconcile one another. By the way, verse 20 says, where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am among them. Isn't it interesting that the context of that is church discipline? Now, it is true when you and I are sitting around a campfire singing, he's with us, but this verse is about church discipline. Christ's confirmation of the biblical acts of the elders in church discipline. Now, let me say this. Most of the chapter, though, goes on to make the point when someone sins against you, sometimes you have the liberty of forgiving them. You have the liberty of showing mercy to them. If I ask, what are the questions most asked of me as a pastor? Well, you know, the most common is, will my dog be in heaven? And I'll answer, I've given other answers to that. The answer is, there will be dogs in heaven, but not your dog. It's a long answer to that. Maybe the second or third most common question given to me is, do I have to forgive this person? Why should I forgive that? Why should I forgive my spouse? Do I have to forgive that person? It's the question Peter asked. Lord, how often will my brother sin against me and I forgive him? As many as seven times? Jesus says 70 times seven. And he tells an important parable here that goes like this. There's a king, and a man owes him an exorbitant amount of money. 100 talents is a vast amount of money. He's never going to repay it. And he's held to accounts. He's going to be sold into slavery. But he begs the king for mercy, and the king shows him mercy. Shortly thereafter, he runs into somebody who owes him a much lower amount of money, and that person can't pay, but he doesn't show mercy to him. In fact, the same question that he asked, the plea for mercy he gave to the king, in the same words was given to him, but he hardens his heart. He has the man thrown into prison. Well, other servants tell the king about this, and the king brings him back in and says, if I showed you mercy, why did you not show mercy? And he threw him into the jail. Well, Jesus says, so also my heavenly Father will do to every one of you if you do not forgive your brother from the heart. My friends, we are to forgive. We have been forgiven. The fundamental fact of a Christian is I am a person who's been forgiven. Now, that doesn't mean that we trust where trust is not warranted, but we forgive. I like to put it this way. A Christian's forgiveness is an act of worship to God. It's an act of worship to God in thanks for the mercy he's shown to me. I know people have sinned against you, but not and against me, but never as much as we've sinned against God. He sent his Son. There must be an attitude of mercy. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Well, let's give ear to the reading of God's holy, inerrant, and life-giving word, beginning at verse 15. If your brother sins against you, go and tell him his fault between you and him alone. If he listens to you, you have gained your brother. But if he does not listen, take one or two others along with you, that every charge may be established by the evidence of two or three witnesses. If he refuses to listen to them, tell it to the church. And if he refuses to listen even to the church, let him be to you as a Gentile and a tax collector. Truly I say to you, whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Again, I say to you, if two of you agree on earth about anything they ask, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. For where two or three are gathered in my name, there am I among them. Then Peter came up and said to him, Lord, how often will my brother sin against me and I forgive him? As many as seven times? Jesus said to him, I do not say to you seven times, but 70 times 7. Therefore the kingdom of heaven may be compared to a king who wished to settle accounts with his servants. When he began to settle, one was brought to him who owed him 10,000 talents. And since he could not pay, his master ordered him to be sold with his wife and children and all that he had, and payment to be made. So the servant fell on his knees, imploring him, have patience with me, and I will pay you everything. And out of pity for him, the master of that servant released him and forgave him the debt. But when that same servant went out, and he found one of his fellow servants who owed him 100 denarii, seizing him, he began to choke him, saying, pay what you owe. So the fellow servant fell down and pleaded with him, have patience with me, and I will pay you. He refused and went and put him in prison until he should pay the debt. When his fellow servants saw what had taken place, they were greatly distressed. And they went and reported to their master all that had taken place. Then his master summoned him and said to him, you wicked servant, I forgave you all that debt because you pleaded with me. And should you not have had mercy on your fellow servant as I had mercy on you? And in anger, his master delivered him to the jailers until he should pay all his debt. So also will my heavenly Father do to every one of you if you do not forgive your brother from the heart. The grass withers, the flowers fall, and the word of our God abides forever. Amen.